So if Killmonger this whole time wanted to be the king of Wakanda and he wanted to take over this great nation, why didn't he just do it when T'Chaka was an old man and could easily be beat? I mean, I know at this point T'Challa was Black Panther, but come on! Just take him out already! Go for the gold! Here is my review of Marvel's Black Panther. Black Panther is directed by Ryan Coogler and stars Michael B. Jordan as Killmonger, Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther, and this is Marvel's 18th studio film, and this movie takes place in Wakanda, not so far after Civil War has ended. T'Challa is going back to Wakanda. He's there to take the mantle of king. He's there to lead his people into the next age and to see what this mantle of king is going to look like for him, where the direction of his people is going to go, how to bring Wakanda into this new century. Now, right away, this film, I mean, there's not much I can say that hasn't already been said. This is one of the most successful films Marvel has ever put out. It has made so much money. It's going to reach the $1 billion mark in just a couple weeks. And this film got so many things right. I mean, apart from its cultural relevance of putting African culture and African-American communities up and center, it also showcased such a strong supporting cast and such a strong female presence that this film in 2018 checked all the boxes off to make this such a winner. Chadwick Boseman, obviously back as Black Panther, he does a very good job as Black Panther, you know. He's very regal, very royal-like, has a lot of confidence, a lot of strength, but to be honest, he was the most uninteresting character in the movie because, again, this supporting cast was amazing. The women in particular, Lupita Nyong'o, Denai Gurira, and Letitia Wright. Lupita Nyong'o plays Nakia, who is Black Panther's love interest, but also a Wakandan soldier. Denai Gurira, who is from Walking Dead fame, plays Okoye, a badass, strong, aggressive royal guard. Letitia Wright, Shuri, plays Black Panther's sister, who was one of the funniest people in the film, the smartest person in Wakanda, and has some of the best lines in the film. Now, Michael B. Jordan as Eric Killmonger. This was a role that a lot of people praised him for, said that it was one of the best Marvel villains that we have seen in a long time. And in some respects, I gotta agree. His backstory, his reason for being in the film, his motivations are so perfectly translated that you can't help but kind of root for him in a way. He has a reason for doing the things that he does. Acting-wise, I was kind of not so into it. I thought that it could have been done a lot better. The CGI in this film is also way too much. Like, there's way too much CGI. The action scenes of Black Panther's involved in are all CGI models, so it's hard for you to connect in that way. Andy Serkis is amazing as Claw. Martin Freeman is back as his character from Civil War and brings a lot of levity to the film. Overall, guys, this was a huge hit. I rate it 8 out of 10.